This is the Brunswick High Pirate Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. Now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. Well, we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell.
How's it going, Kip?
I'm doing fine, Coach. This is one of these seasons where high school football kicked off in full force on Friday night, and the Brunswick High Pirates had a bye week. Has that ever happened to you before?
No, sir. We usually like to play during week one. But you know, schedule fell where we got a week off, and stuff that we did this summer and this off season, we kind of needed a break. And I actually kind of liked the way it fell, because with a tough opponent like Coffee, that gives us that extra week to not only watch film but to scout them live and see what they did, and have a best game plan going forward now.
Coming off the scrimmage game victory against Liberty County, I know you and the coaching staff had a lot of time to watch film from that game 2 weeks ago. Tell me what you learned and what you saw, and some things you corrected from the film.
Just little things. Thought we had a couple of face mask penalties, which usually happens because guys not breaking down or tackling too high. Thought we had some missed tackles. Couple of penalties, and mainly just want to clean up some blocking assignments on our special team, like our punt team and different things like that. But other than that, was one of the better scrimmages I've ever been a part of in my 14-year career. We just got to clean up the little things, and hopefully this week we won't take a step back but take a step forward.
Coach, when you handed out grades from the Liberty film, how did our offensive line grade out in that football game?
I don't think anybody graded lower than an 85. Okay. But to change it, what really, really blew my mind was the grades of the linebacker core. All of the linebackers scored 90s and above. Seth Neugebauer graded out a 90%. That's almost perfect. I mean, that means he was doing his assignments. He had effort. He hustled. I think Sherrod graded out at a 93%. Cam Futch graded out at 90%. And Aubrey Williams and Sean Ward both graded out at like 91%. So that's phenomenal for first week grades. We just hope that it gets better. All games going to be like that, Aubrey? No, but for that being your first outing, that means the kids are bought in, they know what we're doing, and they know what the expectations are.
Coach, you mentioned a name probably Pirate fans haven't heard before, Aubrey Williams. He's kind of burst on the scene here. Talk a little bit about him. I've watched him in practice, and I watched him in the game a couple of weeks ago. He really, when he arrives and makes his presence felt. Talk a little bit about him.
The thing about Aubrey, he was playing defensive back last year, and we just felt like we needed some more depth at linebacker, so we moved him closer to the ball. And the thing about him that's scary, at his age last year, he used to play scout team a lot. He was the most disruptive guy on that side of the ball, always giving us problems. Aubrey is long, lean, and can run, kind of like another kid I coached. Exactly like him when I speak of Mr. Smith at UGA. Mm. Aubrey can really run from side to side. And the thing that surprised me is that he doesn't mind putting his helmet on people. He doesn't mind getting physical. And, he's going to be a great upcoming prospect. I told him the other day that if he has a big season like I think he has, if he has great GPA, he has a 3.6, 3.7, he's an AP student, he's going to have a chance to play college ball one day.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I know that you were watching scoreboards last Friday night from around the state. Talk about some of those results that came in last Friday night. I was interested in seeing the Cook Brooks County result, and I talked to Coach Freeman over there, and he said that Cook's not a bad team because we play them right after we play this game against Coffee County coming up this week. Oakley, Florida beats Camden County. Valdosta blows out Lowndes County in the Wintersville Classic. We're going to get into the Coffee Effingham game, but South Effingham's on our schedule. They get hammered by Tift County up at the Irk Russell Classic. Then Glenn loses against Benedictine Friday night. Mill Creek beats Colquitt County. Just a lot of things out there. Buford got beat by Roswell, and then defending state champion Allatoona got blown out by Cartersville. A lot of things happened last week in high school football.
I think the biggest thing I learned this week, we sent coaches out to look at different games, and we got the report that the Cook game was, they're scrappy, they're big, they're physical, and I think that game went into overtime because Freeman was able to get the victory. And then they turn around and have to play a Tiff team, which we got to see Tiff play South Effingham. The biggest thing I saw and I didn't realize is a lot of teams lost a large group of seniors.
Okay.
You talk about Effingham County lost 20-plus seniors. You talk about South Effingham lost 20 seniors. Camden lost 40 seniors. They kept repeating over. Archer lost so many seniors. Colquitt and on and on and on. When that happens, those programs don't rebuild because they have younger guys. But when you put them in those spotlight early on, that's what I always tell people, that spotlight is something different than was at practice. Those teams will all be fine as the season progresses, but you're surprised by those scores. But you, as a coach, I'm not when you see you. And that's what I was trying to explain to people last year. I mean, it's different when you're rolling out, 14-year-old kids versus 18, 19-year-old kids. So those programs will be fine. From what I understand, Colquitt, they have a group of kids in the 7th grade coming up that are going to be put them back on the national radar. So, Coach Purse does what he does, and Camden has another great sophomore group. So, those teams will be fine later on down the road.
We're going to take our first break from the night, and we'll come back, and then we'll start talking about Coffee County. So more to come on the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang or call in an order 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Coach, Friday night, the Coffee County Trojans roll into Glenn County Stadium, and those of us that grew up here and played against them like me. My last high school football game was a playoff loss to Coffee County. So I know Coffee County well. So tell everybody what we already know.
Big, yeah. Physical, and very talented. You know, Coach Robbie Pruitt does a great job. Like I said, got a chance to go down there and see him in a physical game against Effingham. And it was really a good contest to tell late in the third when, you know, Coffee got to rolling. But everybody knows, you know, we have to stop number 5, BD Davis. He's a senior this year. They have number 7. I don't have his name, but they run a new offense. They run a spread. So they also get the ball in their hands. And playmaker, the quarterback, does a decent job. Same kid as from last year. So we're going to have our hands full, but we are excited about the opportunity to go up against the number 5 team and the state coming between the bricks this Friday.
Coach, when you see Coffee, like all of us have over the years, the first thing that stands out about them is their size. They look like a college football team year in and year out. Talk a little bit more about their offense. I know they've got probably, they're probably as big as we are across the offensive line, and they always look the part.
Yeah, 5 big linemen up front. Yeah. You know, their O-line coach, from what I understand, is one of the best around the business. He's doing a great job with them. They're physical, they come off the ball. You know, they're learning how to pass block, which is something, you know, normally they don't do. And just, I thought the transition from them going from wing to the spread has been seamless. And you can tell they have playmakers because, you know, once those kids get the ball in space, they're hard to tackle. So, you know, we're going to have to be in our A game come this Friday.
Talk a little bit more about their quarterback. I know he's coming back from last year. When I read some of the preseason reports, practice reports from Coffee, there were some concerns about some of the turnovers that were happening in practice and things like that, but it just could have been because Coffee's so good on defense. Talk a little bit about how he looked and some of the problems that he brings to the table.
Pretty much like we asked Jamarius to do, just to be an orchestrator of the offense. You know, they run the zone read. You know, you collapse on the run, they'll pull it and throw it out in the flats. They run a bunch of Tony Franklin pass concepts and gets the ball out of the hand quickly. I just think he's a leader out there. He's poised. He doesn't get rattled. And he makes great decisions. And, you know, he didn't turn the ball over not one time we saw him. So, you know, I think he fits in perfectly with what you want to do in the kind of kid that can make that transition when you switch offenses like that, you know, in the offseason.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you mentioned number 5, Meedy Davis. He's pretty good, really good. And he hurt us some last year when they came down here, and he's got quite the reputation around the state. Not that big, but breaks tackles and runs away from people.
Yeah, and they use him on defense at cornerback. You know, he's turned into a leader, and once they get him rolling, the whole offense follows and flows right behind him. So they're going to run power at us, they're going to run zone, they're going to run counter, and we have to be ready to be gap sound and be ready to tackle him. So we went up against him this summer and had a chance to have our shot at tackle him, and we know what to expect, and we're up to the task.
Coach, talk a little bit, since they've gone to the new spread offense, they've gotten away from the wing tee, and how the receivers look in space, and they probably got good athletes out there that they haven't used a lot in the passing game in the past, but I'm sure they have plenty of skilled people.
Yeah, they had some kids that made some great plays, you know, kind of mirrors what we try to do when they throw those quick screens outside, stretches, and it makes it easier for people. What people understand is, when you put those extra receivers to that wing tee offense, it leaves less men in there to try to tackle Meedy. And that's why you kind of go to that offense. You know, I saw some kids make some exceptional catches in between traffic. I thought they ran some good concepts. And, you know, it's really amazing to see how well they look this early in the season. And they're only going to get better as the year progresses.
Coach, Coach, talk a little bit about Coach Pruitt, and I'm sure you've seen him around South Georgia all these years you've been coaching. He's been coaching, built a powerhouse at Fitzgerald High School, got hired at Coffey a few years ago, and it looks like he's building the same thing over there. And talk a little bit about what kind of coach he is and how is he so successful everywhere he goes.
Hard worker, knows what he's doing, was successful, I think, in Florida. Won 7 championships there, and you know, me being, you know, playing in Macon County, or coaching there, always heard about him at Fitzgerald and the powerhouse he built there and how they hated for him to leave. And just a coach, from what I understand, that, you know, people respect him across in our coaching fraternity, and then the kids love playing for him. So, like I said, he's more than a formidable opponent to go against, and I'm just honored, you know, to go against the likes of him. And when you talk about Franklin Stevens at Ware and Welton Coffee and Coach Hidalgo and all these great coaches, you know, it really, on Friday nights, gets my competitive juices going, to going against the best coaches in the state.
This will be the last question before we go into our next break. You talked about coaches. You know, Georgia's a state coach is media driven by the Atlanta Media Center, and a lot of times great coaches just don't get the recognition that they deserve south of Macon. And just elaborate on that a little bit more about some of these great coaches and programs that we have in South Georgia that may be flying under the radar screen a lot.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, a lot of the metro coaches get the publicity because, you know, nobody wants to travel this far down. But, you know, when you talk about Coach Prost, and you talk about Tattletown, about Austin, the great coaches they had, Coach Tomlin, and so forth and so on, and Charlton, Coach McWhorter, and Coach Robinson, MCA, I mean, these guys are legends, and they get in these small towns, and they're not just football coaches to these places. They're gods. They're meaningful people in the community, and what they say means something. They raise these boys up, and they become father figures that people come back, and, you know, they're in their weddings and different stuff like that. So they're a big part of these communities, and it's just special to be down here in South Georgia. And, you know, you really wish they could get more notoriety for what they do.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now these words from our sponsors.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach Coffee, we talked about Coach's coaching staff and their offense before the last break. Now let's get to the side of the ball where I've heard all off season where I heard comments from people in Coffee, this may be the best defense they've had in 10 or 12 years. And talk a little bit about what you saw last Friday night in Statesboro.
Same thing I saw last year. Big defensive line, linebackers that can really fly to the ball. They have a really good nickelback, number 7, and some corners and safeties that do a good job of making tackles in open space. Actually, their left corner, number 22, actually took a 60-yard INT to the house. So they're stout, we're going to have our hands full. But I think the thing that's going to be better when I watched film from last year, I didn't realize, the attrition that we had at quarterback, starting a kid that never played before at varsity. The kid we had couldn't throw the ball. So we'll be a lot more diversified, and they'll have more to plan for than what they had to plan for last year. So we're excited about the challenge.
Coach, talk a little bit about their scheme on defense. I've heard you mention maybe a week or so ago that Coffey is going to be one of those teams that kind of just stand up our offensive linemen and try to read and react on where they think the play is going to go and maybe clock things up that way instead of just charging towards the quarterback. Talk a little bit about their scheme and their style on defense.
If you ever like wrestling or WWF or whatever like that, you're going to enjoy Friday night because our big boys up front are licking their chops and have to get after their big boys up front. It's going to be two big physical men just going at it for four quarters. We're big up front, they're big up front, and it's just going to be, I think it'll come down to conditioning at the end of the day, being able to sustain blocks or them being able to get off the blocks to make tackles on our running backs.
Talk a little bit about their linebackers and do they run a 3-4, 4-3? What kind of defense?
They're a 4-3 base. They're going to play mostly two guys in the box. They're going to play what we call quarters coverage, just two safeties high, quarterbacks bailing. And basically what they do is they don't give up big plays. They make you earn everything. They keep everything in front, and they're sound tacklers in open space. So they try to eliminate the run with their big offensive line. And then when you try to throw the ball, those linebackers are good at getting out there and helping the defensive back to make the tackles.
So, Coach, talk a little bit about their corners. I know we have some pretty good skilled people on the outside that, most weeks would maybe take some shots at people, and they're probably going to try to line up and cover Sean Smith and Calvin Gaudette and others one-on-one. Talk about some opportunities that may present themselves in the passing game.
Well, like I said, Evan Ham tried to take shots at their corners, and the kid kept coming up big. So, we like our chances, and when we get our chance to see those defensive backs come down and start being too aggressive on the run, we're going to take shots as well. So I think it'll be a good battle all the way around, up front and outside of the perimeter, because I feel like our athletes match up well with their defensive backs as well.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's go back to the 2015 game real quick. We come in and, play these guys pretty good. I mean, we go toe-to-toe basically with a kid that's never played quarterback before. Brandon and Sean were both hurt, and they were playing quarterback at the time. And we had to go with Alonzo Brown, who was one of our wide receivers this year. And, we just couldn't generate a whole lot on offense, and they were stacked up and stopped the running game. And, when I look back on that game, we let it get away from us at the end of each half. At the end of the first half, they hit us with a Statue of Liberty trick play on a fourth down and scored. They go up on us, and then we turn right around and botch the next kickoff, and they recover it deep, and they go in and punch a touchdown in, and we were behind the eight ball after that. Talk a little bit about that game last year, and they were ranked very high when they came to Glenn County Stadium, and we played them toe-to-toe, and the score was 27-3, but that score was a lot closer than what the scoreboard said.
Yeah, actually it's amazing you bring that up, because this morning I'm sitting in church, and my mind goes back to when we played them last year. It was week 7, game 7, coming off a bye week, and Kim, it was the changing part of our season internally. That was the best our defense had played all year. I was really worried about playing such a physical team and us, our young guys, not matching up. And they stood toe-to-toe and went, you know, competitively against a great offensive line and power running game. The score was 0-0 late in the second. Going into halftime, we thought we were going to go, you know, 0-0. And then when they had to run the Statue of Liberty play to score, that's when I knew we had something going. Of course, we botched the kickoff and gave short field. He scored 14, making young mistakes. But we just didn't have it. We moved the ball pretty well on offense, if you remember that night. But when we got inside the 20, we couldn't pass the ball or do anything else to divert them. And just the stuff that kids talking about at halftime after game about believing your coaches, you know, coaches know what they're doing. It changed so much for us that night. Sean played so hard, and that's what made us move him to quarterback going into the next week. And you remember, that ended our six-game losing streak. And people didn't see it on the scoreboard. We changed so much that night, and I'm hoping that this again is a restart and refresher game where we kind of have our coming out party against a tough team. You know, they're the number 5 ranked team, and our kids really, really, really are eager to play. They wanted to play last week, and I just love that about them. Like, you know, they're not going to back down from any challenge. And, you know, when they come between the bricks, coffee's tough, and we're tough as well. And it's going to be a battle. If people want to see a great football game, they need to come to Glenn County Stadium on Friday night.
The bricks have not been too kind to Coffee County over the past recent history. They've lost 2 of their last 3 when they come to Glenn County Stadium. And last year, you know, we had all the injuries and things like that. So they've struggled in the past coming down here, and it's been a tough place for them to play. Coach, talk a little bit. We're a week out from football season on Alabama Avenue. Brunswick High Pirates, this will be, I think, our 49th season of football at Brunswick High School. And there's nothing like being a Pirate on Friday night. What can you say to our fans and to our alumni and people that are going to come out to that game next Friday night with a lot of anticipation, because believe it or not, there's a lot of excitement around the program right now.
It is. it's just different. You know, people are talking and you hear the buzz, the noise. They're excited because of what they saw in the scrimmage. They're excited about, you know, the look about those kids at the school. You know, our kids walk around now. The basketball coach was just telling me the other day, "Coach, I love the kids. We got to tell them to keep their shirts on." Like, you know, those boys love the show. And that's when you know it's changing, when they want to show off their bodies now because they know they've changed so much. And, you know, again, you get a kid that comes in through your door, like McMaster. He doesn't just help us on the field. He helps us in a leadership role. He really challenges our seniors. He challenges our younger guys. And he comes from a great program, and he wants to do the same thing over here. And it's just a blessing, you know. And like I say, the thing that people get to see is going to really get people excited about this 2016 team. You know, our defense talks about, you know, the 99 defense all the time, and how they want to be, you know, known as just as good, if not better, than that defense. That defense set the standard for the Brunswick High program. And for our kids to talk about that defense and want to be like that, it sends chills down my spine. I'm just so excited for our community. I'm so excited for our school and our fans about this upcoming season.
Yeah, I'm excited too, Coach. I was in the mall today talking to a former letterman, and he was asking me about what's coming up, and he said, "Tell me about this offensive line." I said, 320, 320, 275, 250, and 280, and his mouth fell open. He said, "We've never had that kind of size along the line." And he played on some pretty good teams, 08, 09, and if our this year's team could play defense like that 09 team, we're going to be just fine.
So, yeah, they you know, those kids remember that team. I think it's the 16th anniversary of that team making it to the championship, and we're hoping that you know, some special things can come out of this. Like I said, there's nothing like failure. Sometimes you gotta fail in order to succeed, and you know, just that mantra of only winning three games. Our kids have a shot away from it. You know, we owned it and we've done something about it. It's one thing to complain or feel sorry for yourself, but you know, that's all I know is hard work. I tell those kids all the time, there's nothing special about Coach Arrow. You know, I'm here because of hard work, because of my faith and belief in the Almighty, and just knowing that when those two things come together, that things are going to be all right. And when I look back now how far we've come in a year, oh, I'm excited.
I know you are. Thanks, Coach, and good luck next Friday night.
Thank you. You guys come on out, pretend the bricks Friday. It's going to be a battle. And like I always say, go Pirates.
Thank you for joining us on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341 and join us every Sunday night at 6:30 for the Larry Harold Show. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and hopefully we'll be back next Sunday talking about a win. Go Pirates.